Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, wait, I'll be going.
Yeah, you're going to be, go for it.
Hello, and welcome to Copenhagen, Copenhagen. This is a show about our lives in Copenhagen, our lives in Denmark, our lives in Scandinavia, and life in the world in general, and anything we want to talk about. I'm Owen, I'm from Ireland. I should have committed, really committed. I'm here with Abby. Abby's obviously American, and I'm here with Marius.
Hello, hello. I'm just gonna do myself.
I was thinking,
that's your
wow, Owen's really laughing weird today. And then about 100 seconds into that very long impression of me, I realized he was doing an impression of me.
That you don't laugh like that; you just laugh.
That's yeah, all. I laugh really nice. I laugh really nice and genuine. People love my laugh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
yeah,
write into us at copingincopenhagen@gmail.com if you love my laugh. If you don't love my laugh, keep it to yourself.
Don't write to us.
You
don't want to hear about it if you don't love the laugh.
If you love my laugh, please let us know at copingincopenhagen@gmail.com.
Before you write anything, check yourself. Don't write negativity about a laugh. It's
absolutely not. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. Okay, it's our Chatty Monday episode.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Today,
yeah.
Monday,
yeah.
Is the first day of a very
life.
Long time that my kids have off. Three days this week. My partner's also at work, and I'm with my kids, and they will be home with me while I like kind of pretend to still do work for 3 days, and then we're all home. I am looking for fun, quick trips we can do. Outside of Copenhagen, I would love if it's nice outside, and it's starting to be a little bit nice some days outside, for these to be outdoorsy things. I have some ideas. I thought I'd lay them out for you guys and any listeners who are looking for cool, nice places to go visit as we get into the warmer months. But I'd love your feedback. I'd love your ideas on where to go, what to do when I'm kind of a little bit sick of a Copenhagen winter. You know, I have a car. I also have a train. I have a system of national rail, actually.
A system of national rail.
At my disposal.
At your disposal for Abby, sitting at the station waiting for you to come along.
Let me tell you a couple things that I've already been thinking about. One is, my kid is 11. Mm. She is all of a sudden really into Sweden. She's like, thinks it's really cool, and as do I, that you can just like go to Sweden. Like you can just, she went with her friend to Sweden. She had to take her passport to like go hang out with her friend. She went with her friend to Sweden and they like bought like candy that was cheaper than Danish candy. And she was stoked.
Well, that's always fun.
It was really, really, really fun. Mm-hmm. And like, so Matmo is right across the bridge. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Twice, accidentally gone to Sweden, trying to go to the airport. Mm-hmm. So that's one. Maybe we'll go to Malmo. Maybe we'll go. They have really cute candy stores there.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been?
Yeah.
To Malmo?
Yes. Yes.
Not the candy stores.
Love it.
Little cute candy shops. Like Hogwartsy kind of shit.
Oh.
Yeah, I think so. Like, just like they seem like a little like magical. Like they have stuff that I haven't seen before. The wrappers are nice. You know?
The wrappers
candy
are
shopping in Malmo. Maybe that's one thing.
So what?
The wrappers are dangerous in Sweden. A lot of gang wars.
This is an article he's going to write for the art, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
All right,
Ben Shapiro.
Okay, Ben Shapiro. Hey, I have a question for you, Marius.
Okay.
So in Denmark, in this great nation, there are these things like where people can rent a camping shelter for the night. And they're just like, it's like a wooden, like half, like waist high thing where you can like
waist high.
Yeah, I mean, right? It's not even like a whole.
They're pretty big.
I feel like they're like
Oh, but I know what you mean. Yeah, they are kind of waist height. Yeah.
They're not like tall, right? You can't really stand up.
No, but they're not
there.
Like, they're not like. Anyway, go on, yeah.
I mean, Owen, you're the shortest one of all of us. To you, maybe they're chest
height. By choice, Abby, by choice. That's my choice.
But people do that. People go and they like rent these things and then they like, and that's nice because there's a place for a fire.
Do you have to rent them or can you just like.
You reserve them, I think, you generally.
You have to.
You don't pay for them, right?
No, I think they're free, but yeah, you have to reserve.
What are they called?
Shelters.
Shelters?
Just to say it with a bit of a Danish accent.
Yeah.
Shelters. I think it is called shelter. Mm. Shelter in Denmark, yeah. But yeah, you have to book them. Popular also, so they have to book quite in advance, I think. Mm. Especially now that we're getting into sort of,
Camping times.
There's one of those ones, the first one, I think maybe the only one I've ever seen in real life is by one of those giant troll statues, you know, that.
Really? You've only seen one? They're everywhere. If you go like on hikes along the lakes and stuff in the north, like of Copenhagen, they're like, they're peppered.
Peppered.
They peppered land.
Absolutely peppered with.
Yeah. So it is free. It is free.
It's free.
Yeah,
but you have
to
book.
You just book them. Mm. Okay. Yeah. But also, you can use the fireplaces that like that's nice. I like that there are places you can just like build a fire.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's also what Helsingør is where the castle is, Hamlet's castle.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also a good little day trip.
I pop over to Helsingborg, and now you're having a day.
Pop over.
You can go to the castle.
Absolutely
there.
Peppered with castles.
Peppered with castles. That whole area, one on one side, one on the other. It's brilliant fun. Go in there. They have the castle, and you can wear like medieval
how often
clothing.
Do you hit Helsingborg?
As often as I can. As often as I can.
You can wear the medieval clothing.
Yeah, you get a photo taken with. You can get the photo taken with them and stuff like that.
Is that also free?
Oh, that's a laugh.
I think we paid in, but the clothes was free to put on.
And Owen's like, listen, if I can wear clothes for free, I'm wearing them.
I am there.
Oh, is that fun? Wait, that's not the Hamlet's Castle place, though?
That's on the Swedish side.
That's on the Swedish side, yeah.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
You're going.
There's a Swedish side.
The Swedish side of what?
So it's Helsingør and Helsingborg.
And they're right next to each other?
Yeah, like.
But one's
like,
in Sweden?
The water, yeah, it's yeah. The most wars were between those two locations, I think, in history.
Okay.
Like, most wars between
that
Denmark.
That feels like an exaggeration.
No. But like Denmark and Sweden have been had the most wars in history.
Okay.
And
is it?
I believe this is true, that like Denmark and Sweden.
No wonder they're so grumpy about Swedes.
Denmark and Sweden had the most wars in history, and most of the wars took place between like that area. I believe. I could be totally wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's correct.
That would be really fun, actually.
So researchers struggle to decide who has been, which nations have been in war with each other the most times, but a good bet would be Denmark and Sweden, who's fought 11 wars since Gustav Vasa's. And that's from 1521. So yeah, apparently
only 11.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be like a lot more.
Have you guys been? Like, have you spent time in Sweden? Have you gone? Like, I've never been to Stockholm.
Stockholm is really nice.
I've seen pictures. Looks great.
Venice of Scandinavia, they say.
What is it?
The Venice of Scandinavia.
You know, whenever you're going to say something is the whatever of Scandinavian, unless it's like the lamp of Scandinavia, it's not going to be the best thing of anywhere. Like, oh, the lamp of Scandinavia, that's pretty good.
You know it's a good lamp.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
The mid-century modern wardrobe of Scandinavia, yeah, pretty good. Yeah, yeah. Pretty good. The Venice of Scandinavia, no.
Minimalist office supplies?
Oh, yes.
Awesome chairs?
Very, very good.
Of Scandinavia?
Very good.
Ooh, okay, I'm in.
50% bread sandwich of Scandinavia, pretty good. Absolutely. Fine.
Is there anything of like the Mediterranean? So is there like it's like Florence, the Copenhagen of the Mediterranean.
That is so funny. Yeah, what is like the Denmark of the? Oh wow, that my brain just
right.
Melted.
We're all listeners were all staring off into the distance, trying to come up with another one.
But you know what I think about that actually is like like. Like Canada is the Scandinavia of North America.
Denmark's the Canada of Europe.
Denmark's the Canada of Europe?
Yes,
Germany is the America of Europe.
Is it?
I'd say. Or maybe Britain.
I think France.
France, no.
The America of Europe. Oh, it's Britain.
Definitely, but like Germans, like they like they can only really speak German. Like there's like something about culturally.
I think I would bet Germans there are more American. Germans who can who are bilingual than Brits.
I
would think.
Yeah, but because of necessity.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, but they're not because they're good at it. Oh my gosh, am I dissing Germans now?
What's with this? What's with this?
I am German. I'm German. I'm
Happy Wamba.
Shit. Anyway, I've never done a day trip to Germany, but you can take a train to Hamburg.
We're talking long weekend. We're talking weekend trips now.
I
will go to Hamburg for the day.
Can I say I would?
If I could, I would, and I would if I could, but I can't. So
I would like
to
make a play.
Hamburg for a day.
You can make it back if you go.
Another Owen memoir.
Hamburg
for a day. I think I just want to. I don't think I've said it on the podcast. I really want to say it on the podcast in case anybody with a lot of power and money is listening. I would love a train. I would love a better train line. I know there's a lot of ocean to cover. I know there are problems. But listen, it's 2024. We can get past them. Mm. I'd love a train to London or a ferry to Edinburgh. I would love a way that's
ferry
not a plane.
To the UK would be nice.
There used to
a
be. Ferry, used to
yeah,
be.
I would love a ferry to the UK or Ireland specifically. But I would like, I would, I'm going back to Ireland today.
Today?
Yeah, I'm going to the airport today.
Wow.
And
what flight number?
7. Number 7 to where I'm going. For this trip, a couple of months ago, I looked, could you get onto a Misk tanker?
Wow.
Not tanker, sorry. Cargo ship.
Cargo ship, yeah.
And
you wanted to be trafficked?
Yeah. I was like, okay, I can't. Because like sometimes you can do that. You can like get a space on a cargo ship and yeah. stuff like that. If I could not fly everywhere, it would be really nice. And that's why Sweden
really
and Germany
agree.
Are really nice.
I feel like I would do like 8 hours, like 8 to 12 hours, like on a train with like minimal switches rather than an hour and a half flight because it's just like, it's so nice to be on a train. You just have to think so much less. You have to, there's so much less, like, I believe the English say faffing about. I feel like I can't replace this faff.
But
is a word I can't replace in English.
There is night trains to Berlin. You can do a night train to Berlin. I think you probably get down to, you can get into Germany with a night train. I think maybe Holland you can get to on a night train as well. Like you can get like an actual sleeper, right?
I think all the time you have to switch in Hamburg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is the bollocks of it, right? Because
I went to Italy on a train.
Really?
Yeah. That was, I don't remember, but I think it was like a day and a half kind of thing. And we stopped in Hamburg, yeah. And took the train from Hulbeck going to Hamburg and then changed
there. My friends
there, then
like
Italy.
Live in Amsterdam and then they just take the Eurostar to London, and I just feel like that's ideal. Like
right?
That's just what, that would be so freaking nice.
Okay, here's the thing. Honestly, we're talking about day trips. If you were willing to fly, you could do a day trip to Berlin. You could do a day trip to Tallinn. You could do a day trip to fucking Stockholm, Amsterdam. Like they are like 1 hour flight.
Well, the nicest thing is the Oslo boat. That is the nicest thing.
Oslo's great. The Oslo boat's great.
Oslo is so great. You sleep, you get up, you're in Oslo. You have a few hours to buy a very expensive coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they have a great English bookstore.
Queue up for a museum that you think the Scream is going to be in, and it's not.
Could we take over the Oslo? Could we do a Coping in Copenhagen Oslo boat tour?
Damn right we could.
Like where like the our listeners, the Copenhagen nurse.
We all go. Like we all pick one day to go on the ferry.
Yeah.
And if they want to come up, you join us on the ferry.
That would be so fun. What a great trip.
And then it turns, I'm just imagining some sort of Scooby-Doo-esque running around escapades.
That's great. Scavenger hunt.
So I was in Berlin during the summer and I got a train back, right? And I was happy to get the train. But it was like 10 hours on the train compared to 1 hour on the plane. And I had to change twice. And I felt good. I was like, surely if we're
10
going...
10 hours?
Nine, 10 hours. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Surely if we're going to like move into a greener...
But you took the ferry then also, right?
No. I went up Hamburg over the whole... I changed in Jutland. Surely if we're going towards a greener future, right? Slow down on planes and like, you know... Trains are an obvious thing to like invest more in and get more efficient. Because... what happens is, like, you have to book through a bunch of, there's no like European company. It's like you have to go through the German and the Danish and the,
what is it, like Omeo, I think is the site that's the most, but it's really a pain.
Yeah.
Truly, again, I say thank you to the English for the word faff. I feel like it
faffing about.
Yeah, because it's like that's in American English, you would say like a pain in the ass, and that feels like a little over the top.
A little aggressive, yeah.
Yeah, but like, it's a faff.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it just hassle?
It's hassle. Yeah, but that feels
it's
also
a lot of faffing.
Yeah, and then you can say like, you couldn't really say like hassling about, but you're like, oh, I'm just faffing about. Yeah, the faff is really good.
Faff is
do you
good.
Say faff in Ireland?
Yeah, you can say faff. Yeah,
but like, is it kind of like an English thing?
Yeah, we you get scorn. You get stared at if you say it.
You're hated. You're hated. No. You have to step down. That's what happened. That,
yeah, that's what Leo said faff in a meeting, and they're like, you know what you have to do now.
But it is like, it's finally getting nice out. We can go places where it's just like to the woods. Like, Dúrheon is a really nice place to go for the day. Easy to get to on the train. Mm. Also parking if you drive.
Speed round. Few places that you can go for a day trip.
Dúrheon.
Dúrheon. Moon. You can go down to Moon. Check out the island cliffs of Moon.
Oh,
yes, that's a good one. Yep. There's the Forgotten Giants. So there's six different municipalities that have these nature areas. So look up the Forgotten Giants. These are these wooden giants. You can go look
the
for.
Troll things.
The troll things. Yes. By artist Thomas Dansbol.
That's a whole thing. You can. There's like a thing attached to that where it's like a treasure hunt, right?
Yeah.
Speed run. Go.
Okay. Well, actually, this is a day trip only if you have a car. But Hoyvi is like this cute little town that has like a harbor town, and you can get ice cream at the beach, and you can you can catch crabs with like crab, like you put like dead fish on a string, and then you like catch live crabs, and then they have a crab race thing. When we ever go to the beach, we like always go
is
to this
a
place.
Regular event, or is it just once
it's just like
a
always
year?
There like
what?
All
really?
The time, like kids just catch crabs and then make them like and put them in a racing thing with like numbers. It's just always there anytime.
That
it's really
that sounds like a blast.
Weird and feels like majorly like unethical, but it's fun. Yeah,
that's the biggest problem with all of these things, isn't it? It's fun. That's the, I would stop, but it's fun.
Adventure, camp adventure.
That's expensive though. I've almost gone a couple of times.
You could do it. You could do the free thing.
What's the free thing?
Where you just go there and then you just walk to the tower thing into the forest because you don't have to pay to go in and just walk.
You
walk
big tower thing is
I
that camp
do.
Adventure?
Yeah.
So
you do the whole camp adventure thing. Yes, there's like
the tower thing we're talking about is the big spiral thing on the way down to Moon.
It's on the way to Nestville, where you have to go all the freaking time if you're a foreigner in this country, because you have to get your because they outsourced the biometrics, so that you have to go to a different town because it's good for that town's economy. And if you live in Copenhagen, you just have to build 5 hours into your day every time you have to get your picture taken and your fingerprints taken. And camp adventures on the way. So every time I drive back from Nestville, which is once every about 18 months, I think maybe I'll go to camp adventure. And then I look
I feel bad. We have listeners across Denmark, though. So quickly, any other places we know that would be nice to visit?
Aalborg.
Yeah.
There's right by the train station. I mean, this isn't a day trip, but this is a crazy thing. If you're near Aalborg, there's like a park with singing trees, and then all of the trees you can go up to, and like I think it's people who have been to the park or like performed in Aalborg, and there's like a Backstreet Boys tree, and you push a button and it sings a Backstreet Boys song. Yeah, it's like the park of the singing trees.
That's worth the price of a
train. It's pretty fun, and you can just like walk through the park and like push like the Whitney Houston button, and like it plays a Whitney Houston song.
Every park needs a Whitney Houston
button. Every park needs a Whitney Houston.
Can I also say it's a bit more for the art people, but who also love a good nature walk?
Mm-hmm.
Not Russia, but Russlands. There's some hills in something called Åsland. That's very nice. It's here on Sjælland, north. I believe it's north.
Svendborg.
Svendborg.
Yes, Svendborg. That's a nice town.
Great.
Yeah.
Great, nice town, Svendborg.
Yep.
Good job, Sven. I'm pretty good. I'm going to go to some of these places. You know where else I'll probably go is Louisiana. I have a membership to Louisiana the Museum, which is in Hummelbeck, I think. And they have a, like, Easter egg hunt that you can do with your kids. It's just like paper, like it's like a scavenger hunt around the grounds of Louisiana. I'll probably do that this week. Drag my kids there. They have a really good kid art section, like a whole like art house for kids with like a lot of yellow Legos.
A lot of yellow Legos.
Yeah, they're all yellows. It's just it's a design choice. You wouldn't understand.
That place I was faffing up talking about was in Dronningmølle.
Yes. All right, well, I got some plans. Are you guys going to have a nice week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
We won't.
I'm Owen today. So in... Sorry, did you have something?
No.
Okay, well, in the...
But yeah, there is something to be said.
Oh, yeah, we have a hot tip.
Also, we won't be here on Friday, because I'm not in the country and you guys aren't in the studio.
Mood.
Maris needs a goddamn break.
I'm going to be... I could be in any of those places. The tip of moon, mm-hmm. or like... Svenborg. I could be any of. I could be anywhere.
Keep an eye out.
So, House of International Theater. They've got a new play happening at Sorte Hest. They've done this play already in Hamburg and Malmö, and it's a premiere in Denmark. It's a highly relevant, thoughtful, and hilarious, slightly absurdist comedy about the serious subjects of happiness, loneliness, love, and rejection, mental health, and isolation in modern society. So go check out Sorte Hest. And it's called HAP, H-A-P, and it plays from the 5th to the 13th of April at Sorte Hest Theater. Check it out.
So until next time, stay
coping. Coping. Coping.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.